John Cowdery's retirement from Senate seat O has created an increasingly sharp-toned race between a Republican House representative and a Democrat who is a former two-term Anchorage Assembly member. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
Cowdery had held state Senate seat O since 2000, but this year, poor health and a federal indictment stemming from the FBI's ongoing political corruption investigation forced the long-serving 78-year-old Hillside Republican into retirement. The two candidates battling to take his place are Republican Kevin Meyer and Democrat Doug Van Anten. After serving on the Anchorage Assembly, Meyer became the Lower Hillside District 30 representative the same year Cowdery moved to the state Senate. It was also in 2000 that Democrat Van Anten began a two-term, six-year stint on the Anchorage Assembly. At candidate forums like the one held by the Anchorage Chamber of Commerce, Meyer cites his legislative experience in the House, his role on the Finance Committee, including as co-chair, and his involvement in several key pieces of recent legislation. A top subject is long-range energy plans.
We saved over $6 billion of our surplus so that when the energy coordinator brings forward energy projects at the beginning of next session, we can hopefully fund some of those, as well as we put $250 million away into a renewable energy fund.
Meyer wants to delve again into the proposed Susitna hydroelectric project that was abandoned when oil prices fell in the 1980s. On KSKA's running program, Meyer said completing a gas pipeline was more important than any particular route.
We have four different projects for the gas pipeline. We need to keep them moving so one of them does happen, whether it's the bullet line or if it's a Port Authority or AGA or Denali.
Besides energy, Meyer's campaign touts his district service, especially in roads, recreation and trails, and educational support, the last both statewide and within his district. On energy, Van Anten says Alaska needs to look beyond oil and an eventual gas pipeline for its own renewable energy needs. On running, he listed an assortment of South Central Alaska alternatives.
Here in the Anchorage area, wind power on Fire Island has been one proposal. The proposal for hydropower across the inlet and for geothermal across the inlet are things that are proposed that will all benefit the rail belt.
Van Anten prefaces his list of legislative goals by noting Juneau cannot control the price of gas or other day-to-day goods.
But we can rein in NSTAR's proposed huge rate hikes. We can elect officials who do not have conflicts of interest. We can join most of the other states of the nation by funding preschool education and a broader range of technical education and training opportunities.
He also advocates for public transportation both within Anchorage and between the city and the valley. The most stinging rhetoric of the Senate O race revolves around influence and ethics. During campaign debates, as well as in a recent phone conversation, Van Anten attacked Meyer on what the Democrat regards as a professional conflict with his legislative duties. Van Anten points to Meyer's oil company employment.
We've only got 20 seats in the state Senate. Can we afford to have one of them directly representing the oil industry? And Mr. Meyer's voting history shows definitively that he votes in their favor.
That's just totally false. For one thing, I voted for AGEA 2 years ago. The oil companies did not like that process. And then, of course, when we approved TransCanada as the recipient under the AGEA license, you know, I supported that as well.
Van Anten says those were lopsided issues, with so many in favor that Meyer could vote for those two items without incurring oil company wrath. Meyer, in turn, points out Van Anten's past problem with the Alaska Public Offices Commission during his third and unsuccessful campaign for the Assembly.
You have received the biggest fine for APOC violation of any Assembly member. I think the fine was over $12,000.
Van Anten responds that he's paid the fine and the matter is done. He says it's a non-issue.
Especially considering that the fellow who is your campaign finance chair was the person that filed that APOC complaint.
He says the base problem was he forgot 1 year's permanent fund dividend check to his wife, as well as inadvertently mishandled what he says is her complex second-generation trust fund. Van Anten says everything has been properly filed for this election. This is Len Anderson.